Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I will state yet again, I know where I am. There have been profundities given in the last 3 days. If you include the three before that, even more. And so many of you have descended on this place not truly knowing what would happen. Some of you have had your own song lines, your own stories. At some level, you bring to the land, and it brings to you. In there somewhere, you would hope that there would be a simultaneous energy, a cooperation, a confluence, where the land would speak to you and you could speak to it. And I say you hope that because it's a big wish when you look at the enormity of what is here. The time that has gone by, the purity that has been developed, and those who have kept the land pure. Some of you have felt simply like an observer peeking into something grand that perhaps you don't fully understand. I would like to tell you something. The ancestors are here. They're here to greet you and say thank you. They're here to greet you and dance for you. They're here to say that the planet is changing and that it's okay to meld with the land here, for it is the love that you feel. It has been cared for this time, and carefully watched for this time, not so it could be sequestered and private, but so it can be shared with the others in its purity, in its balance, correctly and properly. And so you could go away with it in your heart. You are not an observer. Hardly. The land expected you because you respected it. It expected you. And in that respect, it felt you and knew you. Even the rock now in the dark resounds with the respect you have given. It has been noted and joined with you. And I want to talk to you about something that is so human. And every single time you get to this point, you have an option. Many. For it's time to say goodbye in your reality. Time rules you. If you ask an Anu about time, they'll have trouble even describing it. If you ask them years and how old, they won't know. Because the cosmos moves slowly. And the land responds in seasons, not hours, and not years, and not by your clock. And so I'm going to ask you, as you leave this place, to redefine goodbye. There is no goodbye. This whole idea of time has a beginning and an end for you. And you live by it so much that you know it's coming. You know when an end is coming. You expect it. Everything you say has to come to an end. What if you're wrong? What if instead there are cycles of life, not death? And when one cycle is finished, another picks up and goes from that point. Ask the earth. When the sun goes down, if it's finished. Ask the land here. When the seasons go through their six stages, are they done? Ask the planet itself. As it moves around the sun, at what point it's over? And you'll get a whole different attitude, dear human being. I want you to redefine goodbye. I want you to do it so profoundly that it's going to affect you from this day on. And I don't mean goodbye tonight. There is no goodbye. Now listen. There is reality and uniqueness here. There'll never be another time just like this one. It is a snapshot in human history. For esoteric thinkers, for the land here, there'll never be another time just like this one with the assemblage of souls that are here. Never. And some will say they will long for this uniqueness because when we say goodbye, it's over. And I would like to say to you, oh, how human of you. It isn't over. Ask the land when it's over. Did you know that long after you're asleep, that what happened right here will remain here? And that the energies of confluence here will celebrate every soul who was here and continue. It becomes history. And history is alive. Never goes away. Never goes away. It's not hooked to the clock, you see. It's energy. And energy has cycles. Energy does not have death. Energy has no goodbye. Every moment, at any time in your life, for the rest of your life, you can sit here because you lived it. And you can be quiet and recreate this moment with my voice in this beautiful night with the wind and the stars and the moon and everyone else who's with you. That is energy. It doesn't go away. Because it happened, therefore it is. There is no goodbye. And there's never a time when that deteriorates because time goes by. It's always fresh. And as proof of that, I ask you this. What is fresh to you to this day that was beautiful and lovely that you will carry for the rest of your life? It does not diminish with time. But there are those of you who have bought into the time that is human. And when the doors closed, you weep that they're gone. And the ones that you've loved and lost, all of you. And the ones that you will love and lose in the future, all of you. I tell you, they're not gone. They are here, and the cycle continues. And the beauty of them continues because they are what they are. You are history. And no one can take this away. There is no goodbye. The door does not close, dear ones, unless you close it. And if you close it, it's because you bought into the clock. Because that's the bias of the human. These are advanced principles and concepts that have been taught for millennia. Some of the original spiritual thinkers on the planet and the most wise know of the cycles. And in their last breath, there will be a smile, basically, and a wink. I'll be back. They know. Some of them are so profoundly knowledgeable, they know who they'll be. There's no goodbye. The cycle is one of renewal and wisdom. The precession of the equinoxes that you can see in the Milky Way trumpets the arrival of a new kind of cycle. And you're here to experience it, dear old soul. In the purity that is here and the teaching that can be given to you through those who have spent thousands of years watching the land and making sure it was prepared for you to be here and see it. Now that is not closure. I want you to leave this place silently without a goodbye. I want you to hold it in your mind to whatever degree it impressed you. I want you to be able to retrieve the good parts that you remember. I want you to be able to smile years from now without any sadness because it still lives in the dirt. Can you do that? Can you go beyond that which you were taught? Are you able never to say goodbye, no matter what? This is the wisdom of the old soul coming to fruition in these times. Congratulations for the synchronicity that brought you here, for there are those who needed to hear these things, experience these things, hear these things, and feel the land. And some of you have had visions, and we know who you are. Others of you have felt the sweetness, and we know who you are. Others have had frustration lift, and we know who you are. And then there are the few who are being impacted even at the moment and have no idea what's going on. But you will. Oh, you will. The love of God is that way. Don't be surprised if the rock calls to you when you're thousands of kilometers away. What you experience here is real. And there is no goodbye. No goodbye. And so it is.